Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football inclusive.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome out there one and all to our ongoing series, On the Clock with NFL Draft Bible. We are at the number 13 pick, which means the Detroit Lions are now officially on the clock. I want to welcome football fans one and all. I'm glad you tuned in for our On the Clock special this week. We're featuring the Lions, brought to you by NFLDraftBible.com. The industry leader in NFL draft coverage of college football insight, I'll have you know. I am your host, Joe Everett. We will be joined by Mr. Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press, lead Detroit Lions beat writer, going to get the inside scoop on the team you all know and love out there. You want to join us on the show, you can access it live right now. Go to blogtalkradio.com/allaccessfootball, because that's the way we roll. Got the chat room out there. It's live, it's interactive, and uber cool. You want to jump on there, and you could throw your questions out as well. Talking Detroit Lions, what went wrong? High points, the low points, the coach, the players, the draft plan. Coming into 2011, as we are only 48 odd days away from the start of the biggest shindig in Radio City Music Hall, the Detroit Lions, they're looking for, well, a number of different positions. It has been a tumultuous last 5 years, a difficult road to hoe, you might say, with the 18-62 overall record that the Lions possess. It's anything could be viewed as improvement, but it was last season, a 6-10 record, tied with the Vikings. The number 13 pick is much improved when you compare them picking number 2 last year, picking number 1 overall the year before. Stock has improved, and a lot of it has to be accredited to Ndamukong Suh, a force of nature, you might say, just a strength, man-child type of player that really did change the sway of things. He made a huge impact and won a few games, got himself a touchdown or two, may have celebrated a little bit too much, but we're going to talk about Javid Best and some of the other rookies that the Lions brought in. Gone are the days of Matt Millen, and gone are quite a few of those players, busts, if you will, making it work on other teams, some of them, and some of them, well, out of the league altogether. You look at this power structure on the team, and it's really, I think, changed the culture. A guy like Gunther Cunningham, a defensive coordinator, respected all around the league, I think was a huge step forward for them. And also Scott Linehan, you know, former NFL coach, has gotten it done in the past, and a very, very intricate offensive mind in his own right. Certainly working with a lot of talent, definitely a guy you want to have in there. And talking to Jim Schwartz at the Combine, I have to say, I come away very impressed with the guy. I'd say one of the more unique coaches out there, has an appreciation for the rock. He's a bit of a rocker, likes his hair bands too, but just follow his Twitter account and you'll know what I'm talking about. But the third year now for this power structure, and looking at the last two drafts, you have to view it as a success, with the only knock being Matt Stafford and his health. His ability to stay healthy is still in question. Last year was even worse than the year previous, yet anytime he's been on the field, you see the fireworks. You see the possibilities of what could be one of the best offenses out there. And really looking at the numbers, folks, the Lions should get a little credit for the number 12 passing offense in the league. Granted, a lot of that is playing catch-up in some situations, but they have been effective. And reason being, they have one of the best players in the NFL at his position, and I would argue that until I'm blue in the face. How could you not consider Calvin Johnson, with the tops of his position. Your only other argument is the man that shares his namesake and plays for the Houston Texans. Outside of that, I can't hear much of an argument as current best player in the NFL. Honorable mention maybe Roddy White. But I'm going to talk to Dave about, is Jim Schwartz the right man for the job? Now, you know, entering the third year, does he need to make the playoffs to prove his point and stake his claim on the job that is his? And also free agency, where this team's going. Of course, we've all recently heard the decertification, the NFLPA made it official. And be that as it may, I would like to remind folks that nothing has happened yet. There has yet to be any antitrust lawsuit of any kind filed. So no, you know, action, so to speak. It is disconcerting, and it does veil the entire offseason in uncertainty. But there are free agents that the Lions could have taken care of, and we're going to ask about Kevin Smith and also get a little prediction, the on-the-spot call for pick 13, but I've prefaced it nearly enough. We have with us on the phones Dave Burkett, senior beat writer for the Detroit Lions, Detroit Free Press. Thanks so much, Dave, for joining us this Friday and talking a little Lions football.
Hey, no problem, but senior beat writer, you make me sound old.
Well, you know, it's that just makes you more impressive that you've gotten there this quickly. See,
that's, yeah, right. Yeah, no, I can buy that. I'll tell my wife that. So,
well, talking about the Lions and what they've had to go through, especially in previous seasons, would I be wrong in saying, Dave, that last year has to be considered a small success?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at where this franchise has been the last decade, and they haven't had a winning record since 2000, but just, I mean, some of the atrocities that they've had in the draft and going through 0-16 and the hole that they had to dig themselves out of. I mean, the fact that they finished 6-10 and won a few games at the end of the year, and more importantly, have some, you know, I think you really look at their roster and they have some players in Ndamukong Suh, Calvin Johnson, even Matthew Stafford when he's healthy, who's talent. You know, is as good as anybody's in the league. So they need to add a few more pieces. There's no doubt about that. You know, I think they still might be a year away from playoff contention, but at least they're moving in the right direction.
I have to say so, and you like some of the things you got to see last year, but it wasn't all great. Just talk about some of the high points of last year and the low points, things that are still, you know, painstaking to talk about, namely the health of Matt Stafford and the question marks surrounding the franchise QB.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Look, Stafford is going to be, I mean, he's the biggest key going into the season, the biggest storyline. He's what everybody's going to want to know about because, you know, your second-year quarterback, 23, limited to three games last year and coming off two separate, you know, throwing shoulder injuries. There's no doubt that that's got a lot of people worried. Both outside and inside the organization. You know, I mean, I think they've said all the right, you know, things inside the organization. But, you know, the fact that you have to have surgery on that shoulder and the fact that he's had four different injuries in his first 2 years, you know, at the very least, that has to be a little bit of a red flag. You know, but like I said, I mentioned before that four-game winning streak, you know, I'm one who doesn't believe there's a whole lot of carryover from one season to the next, but at least for the guys that have been around, that have had to answer, you know, questions about, you know, negative questions about where this thing is going for the past few years and, you know, have seen that side of things. I think it is that at the very least that, you know, it gives them, you know, a little something to hang their hat on this offseason. So I think that and Ndamukong Suh, I mean, they really did find, you know, a once-in-a-generation sort of talent in him. You know, if they can keep him healthy, they really do have a special player there.
And that's something that makes the city of Detroit feel great, having had so many picks that went wrong, had so many picks that just for whatever reason, this is one that they got so right, it's not even funny. I mean, he is just such an impact player. And, Dave, we're talking Lions, and obviously last year's rookie class, it was highlighted by Sue, but – could you talk a little bit about the progress of Detroit's other first-rounder, Javid Best? I mean, injury-riddled rookie campaign, but what can we expect next season and how he may fare in 2011?
Well, you know, I mean, they moved up to take, you know, Javid for a reason. You know, they really believe that he's more than just, a third down sort of back and, you know, contributor in that way. They think he's a guy that can get 20 couple touches a game, you know, through the passing game and carries. And you know, we saw early in the season when he was healthy, you know, some of the explosion that he has. And I think that's, you know, they want it as much as Kelvin Johnson. That's kind of the focal point of the offense. They need a complementary weapon like that coming out of the backfield. So, you know, he wasn't healthy. He had a couple different turf toe injuries, and that was kind of not the turf toe, but injuries were kind of a question coming out of college. So, you know, they really need to keep him healthy and make sure they have something in the running game, because if they do, that I think that offense could be, you know, pretty special if Stafford's healthy too.
Absolutely. The extra plays he could make by himself is enough of an addition. You are listening out there. It's On the Clock Podcast, NFL Draft Bible. Running down the order, it's pick 13. The Detroit Lions are on the clock, and that's why we're joined by Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press. And I've got to just say it. I mean, the feelings out there that the culture has changed. But in your opinion, Dave, does Jim Schwartz need to make the playoffs in the next 2 years to stake his claim on this job, or is he already pretty much in?
I mean, you know, that's a long time sort of deal, but yeah, I think he's, you know, 2 years, I think that's a fair timetable that you'd think, even, you know, from where they were coming from, to be able to make the playoffs is something that should be able to happen. Look, I think next year might be pushing it a little bit. They have holes, you know, on that back seven of that defense. You know, offensively, they got some talent, but there's, you know, they could use an upgrade on the offensive line. They need a third receiver. You know, they'd like a change of pace running back to go with Best back there. So they're far from being a complete team. But, you know, you mentioned that Jim Schwartz has changed the culture of the team, and I think he does have things going in the right direction.
As far as the direction they may go, we talk about team needs, Dave, and the one that keeps popping up and so much, you know, radio I hear, it's always cornerback. Well, the Lions need a cornerback. Do you agree that cornerback is the most pressing need, or what would you prioritize the Lions' needs right now?
Cornerback's number one to me. You know, I think part of it is you don't know exactly what's going to happen with Chris Houston, you know, especially with kind of the events from today and all the labor uncertainty. You know, he's a four-year guy, could be a free agent. The Lions tendered him as a restricted, you know, free agent, but you know, who knows what's gonna become of that. And you know, so they definitely need one cornerback, maybe two. Alphonso Smith played decent last year, but you know, he might be more of a nickel sort of guy. And you know, beyond that, they don't have any outside linebackers right now. DeAndre Levy's a starter in the middle. They'd like to bring Bobby Carpenter back, but you know, he's a free agent too. So I think cornerback is the number one need, though, just because it's a little more important in the scheme and you know, what the Lions can with what they can do up front, if they have somebody that can cover in the back, and that could really make the defense special.
And, yeah, also Julian Peterson out of town as well. And I would have to agree, though, the cornerback, it just – and it is – a lot of people wouldn't maybe like to agree, but there is some depth out there, especially at that position. A decent year to need a quarterback at the least. What about, though, this offensive line? I mean, we always see the injuries at quarterback. I mean, even the backups that came in for Stafford, Sean Hill had his tough time staying healthy as well. Maybe that's him being injury-prone. But what about the shape of the offensive line, in your opinion? Guys like Backus, Charlis, is it good enough? Or do you think tackle is also an area they're going to address in the draft?
Well, I think that's an area that they could go up top if the top, you know, cornerbacks are gone. You know, I mean, look, with the offensive line, Jeff Backus catches a lot of flack, but he's actually had a couple pretty good years in a row, and he's a pretty decent player. But the thing with him is he's 33, I think he is right now. This is going to be the last year of his contract. You know, Gosder on the right side is he's coming off microfracture knee surgery. So, you know, I think you want a little bit of insurance there because you don't know exactly what's going to unfold at that position, but that's far from the Lions' most pressing need. If they don't, you know, if they, say Prince Amukamara fell to them, At 13, you know, I don't think there'd be any doubt about which way they'd go. I think they'd go cornerback, you know, and then they'd pass on the tackle, and maybe they could address, you know, the interior line later on in the draft. But if they don't have a cornerback that really fits what they want to do, or an outside linebacker that really fits the system, then I think it comes down to, you know, kind of the best player on either the offensive or defensive line that's there. And if it's the offensive line, that's, you know, that player might sit. They might sit behind Backus and even Gosner, but they would draft that player, you know, thinking that he's going to be a cornerstone for the next decade for them.
Yeah, and I could see this happen, but what we have to ask you, Dave, free agency, there is so much uncertainty, but a move recently that, if I can just get your take on it and how you see the team views this player, is Kevin Smith. You know, former running back to be, now they did not tender him, and will be an unrestricted free agent. As to my understanding, is this the team, is the injury is obviously a worry there, but kind of puzzling they could have tendered him for cheap.
Right. I would have thought that they would have at least made the move to bring him back, just because he was a three-year guy, and, you know, he's under your control. Why not bring him to camp and, you know, throw him in the mix? But you know, he's been banged up, you know, his pretty much his whole career. So the Lions, that's definitely an emphasis that they're going to have this offseason, be it in the draft or free agency, if and when that begins, is to get sort of a power runner to go with you know, with Javid Best. I mean, as it stands right now, Maurice Morris will be back, and he had a decent year last year. And the third guy, they just need to contribute on special teams. But I think they want that third guy to be somebody with the possibility of replacing Mo when his contract's up. So I think you're going to see them look running back somewhere late in the draft.
Players coming in and out, and it is that time, Dave. It's time to put you on the spot, and it's round one. It's pick 13, and I would like you to give me the scenario of the player you would love the Lions to draft, and then a player you think they may actually draft, if there is a difference, of course.
Well, I think from the Lions' standpoint, you know, like I said, kind of the ideal situation for them is Prince, you know, Amukamara falling to them because they need a cornerback. That's kind of the number one, you know, area of concern, and he's kind of a no questions asked sort of guy when it comes to some of the intangibles. You know, Jimmy Smith, I know people have talked about him a little bit, and he was in for a visit with the Lions today, and there's a few more questions about him, but he's a heck of a talent. So I think Prince is the guy if he's there. If he's not there, you know, I'm not sure that they would go Jimmy Smith. I think then it comes down to, like I said, what lineman, you know, is still on the board, either offensive or defense, and it could be a Tyron Smith. Maybe it's a Robert Quinn that falls, somebody like that. So I think you're kind of looking at those, you know, that sort of core of guys right there. They probably still have a little more work to do on Akeem Harris just to make sure that, you know, see if he's a fit. But I think 13 might be a little bit high for them. So if Prince isn't there, I think you're going with one of those offensive linemen or defensive linemen.
I like it a lot. Dave, want to thank you so much for joining us on the clock here. And the Detroit Lions inside information is very much appreciated, sir. We like to try and sound like experts of every team, but having a legitimate source is always appreciated, sir.
Hey, no problem. We'll do it again.
All right. Thanks, Dave. And thank you all, everybody out there that's been listening. Once again, it's On the Clock Podcast, doing it all this month, right down the first round, 1-2-32. You want to check out more, it's NFLDraftBible.com, where the NFL and college football collide, and also the website relaunch is coming up. If you want to get involved in the show, drop us a line, media@NFLDraftBible.com. So keep it tuned in. The OTC shows are firing up Monday next week. St. Louis Rams, Julio, oh, wherefore art thou, Julio? We'll talk to you next time, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I like to move it. 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 your feet are thumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor, because that's where the party's at, and you find out.